After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jewish, was near. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, Whence shall we buy bread that they may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, says unto him, There is a lad there which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? And Jesus said, Make them sit down. And now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number of 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were sat down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, This is of a truth that the prophet should come into the world. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. And when even was now come, his disciples went down unto the sea, and entered into a ship, and went over the sea toward Capernaum. And it was now dark, and Jesus was not come to them. And the sea arose by reason of great a wind that blew. So they had rowed about 25 and 30 furlongs. They see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid. But they said unto them, It is I, be not afraid. Then they willingly received him into the ship, and immediately the ship was at the land whither they went. The day following, when the people which stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was none other boat there, save that one whereinto his disciples were entered, and that Jesus went not with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples were gone away alone. Howbeit there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place where they did eat bread, after that the Lord hath given thanks. When the people therefore saw Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when comest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endureth into everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe in him who hath sent them. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What does your work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, and it is written, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave not you that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father gives me shall come to me, and him that comes to me I will not wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of them, him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should not lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that hath sent me, that everybody one which sees the Son and believes on him may even have everlasting life, and I will raise him up the last day. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? Who is then that he says, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father has sent him, me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught of God. Every man therefore that has heard and has learned of the Father comes unto me. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Very verily I say unto you, he that believes on me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that men may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said to them, Verily, I say to you, except ye eat of the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever. He thinks he said in the synagogue as he talked in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Does this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come up unto me, except it was were given unto him of my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answers him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have not I chosen you 12, and one of you is the devil? He spoke of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12.
这是以后耶稣渡过加利利海，这就是提比亚海岸线。有许多人看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就随他而去。耶稣到了山上，和门徒一同坐在那里。这时犹太人的逾越节临近了，耶稣举目看见很多人到来，就对身边的腓力说，我们从那里买些饼叫这些人吃吧。他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己知道要怎样做事。腓力回答说，就这是20两银子的饼，叫他们每个人吃一点也是吃不饱的。这时有一个门徒来到，就是西门彼得兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着我5个大饼和2条鱼，只是将这点食物分给那些人，怎么能够吃呢？耶稣说，叫你们众人坐下来。原来那地方的草多，所以众人就得以坐下，但是人数大约超过5000人。耶稣拿起饼来祝谢，然后分给坐着的人，先分鱼后分饼，随着他们任由吃。他们所有人都吃饱了。耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的0碎饼收拾起来，免得有被人糟蹋掉的。所以他们把所有的5个大饼的0碎收拾起来，让其他人吃掉了。所有收拾起来的0碎整整装满了12个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这才是真正的先知。耶稣知道众人要来强迫他当王，就独自退隐到山上去了。到了晚上，他的门徒又走到海边，上了船，要过海往加百农去。这时天已经黑了，耶稣还没有来到他们那里。忽然狂风大作，海浪翻腾起来，门徒摇橹行了10多里路，看见耶稣在海面行走，渐渐临近了船，他们就感到害怕。耶稣对他们说，是我，请不要害怕。门徒就喜欢上他接船，这时候到他们想去的地方去。第二天站在海边，众人知道那里没有其他船，只有一艘小船，又知道耶稣没有同其他人上船，乃是跟自己的门徒上去了。这时有几艘小船从提比亚来，靠近主祝谢以后分饼人吃的地方。众人看见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就登上了船，往加百农那里去找耶稣。然后在海边找到了他，就对他说，拉比，你是什么时候来到这里的？耶稣回答说，我告诉你们，你们找到我并不是因为我的神迹，而是因为我让你们都吃饱饭了。你们不要因为那最后会腐烂的食物而去劳动，而是要为得到永生的食物而劳动。就是说，我要赐予给你们的，正是因为我父亲想要去赐予给你们的。众人对他说，我们拿什么呢？我们怎么样才能证明自己的是为神而工作的呢？耶稣回答说，神差我来，就是让我们做神的工作的。他们又说，你已经给我们显示出了神迹，如果你再一次显示出来，我们就相信你。你到底会做什么事情呢？我们的祖先在旷野里面 吃过的东西，正如圣经上所说的，他用上天来赐下粮食给众人吃。耶稣说，我告诉你们大家，从天上得到的粮食并不是摩西赐予你们的，乃是我的父亲从天上把真正的粮食赐予你们。因为神的粮食就是从天上而降下来，降雨整个生命和世界的。他们说，神圣的主啊，请将这粮食赐予我们。耶稣说，我就是生命之粮，请到我这里来，你们必定不会挨饿，只要信我的，永远不会渴。只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不相信。凡是我父亲赐予我的人，必当到我这里来致谢，到我这里来，我永远都不会抛弃他，因为我从天上而来，并不是要按照自己的意思行事，乃是按照差遣我来的人的意思行事。差遣我来的意思就是说，他赐予给我的能力，叫我一个也不落下，即使在末日的时候，也会叫这些人去复活。因为我的天父的意思是，让所有能看见我的人得到永生，并且在末日的时候，让他们每一个人都重新赋予活力。犹太人因为耶稣说自己是从天上来的，就私下里开始议论他，说，这人不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们难道不认识？他自己现在怎么说从天上而来的呢？耶稣回答说，你们不要议论我。如果我不是被我的父亲差遣来，我就不可能来到这里。既然我到了这里，在末日之前，我就是要让别人复活。早在先知书上说，他们都要靠神的教训，凡听见天父的教训之后，又归习于他的，就到我这里来了。我并是不是说有人能看见我的天父，唯独从神里那里来的人就能看见我的天父。我实实在在的告诉你们，只要信我的人就会永生。我就是生命之粮。你们的祖先在旷野上吃过什么东西，最终还是死去了。而这从天而降的粮食，你们吃了就不会死。我则是从天而降的粮食。人们如果要吃我这口粮食，就必将会得到永生。我所赐的粮食就是我的肉，我的骨血，为世人所赐的生命不息。因此，犹太人彼此争论地说，这个人怎么能把他自己的肉来给我们吃呢？耶稣说，我告诉你们，你们若不吃我的肉，不喝我的血，就没有你们生命在自己的骨血里。吃我肉者，喝我血者，则有永生。在末日的时候，我会让他们复活。我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。吃我的肉，喝我血的人，就生活在我的体内，我也常在他们的心中。我们的永生的父亲差遣我来，我又因我的父亲正常活着，同时吃我肉的人也要因我而得救。这就是从天上降下来的粮食，吃过这粮的人就得到永生，不像你们的祖先，即使吃过很多东西，最终还是死了。这些话是耶稣在加百农的会堂里跟众人教训说的。他的门徒好多人听见了，就说，这话是什么话呢？谁能听得明白？耶稣心里知道门徒这是在议论他，就对他们说，这是让你们听懂吗？这是让你们明白道理。倘若你们看到了有人来到真正的住所，又会怎么样呢？叫人生活的乃是神灵，是真正的肉体，实际上反而无益。我对你们说的话就是神灵之话，就是生命本源。只要你们中间还有不相信的人，耶稣从头到起就从来不知道谁信他，谁要出卖他。耶稣此时又说，我对你们说过，若不是根据我父亲的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来的。从此以后，他的门徒中有很多不再相信他，不再想跟他同行了。耶稣就对他身边的12个门徒说：“难道你们也要离我而去吗？”西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，难道我们还要弃你而去？我们已然相信了你，又知道你是神的圣者。”耶稣说：“我不是选了你们12个门徒吗？但是我知道你们中有一个人是魔鬼。”耶稣说这话的时候，指着加利略人西门的儿子犹大说：“他本是12中的一个，但是后来他会出卖我。”大家好，我是主播 Kiki。我们第二阶段的节目名字是《读经大讲堂》。 英文名字是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。我每次会以学习者的角度做一个个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度的学习问题讨论。希望大家的互动性可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是我们的约翰福音第十讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then, Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with my sister on related issue. Today is our 10th lecture on the Gospel of John. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So the first part is still my summary of study. Okay, hello everyone. The following is what I'm thinking. One day after performing miracles and feeding thousands with only a few loaves and fish, Jesus left to be alone on a mountain while his disciples sailed across the sea. Later, he walked on water to meet them during a storm, calming their fears. The people, amazed by his miracles, sought him out again. When they found Jesus, his man died. True fulfillment comes from believing in him, not just seeking earthly bread. Some people struggle to understand his teachings, especially when he spoke symbolically about being the bread of life and offering his flesh and blood. Jesus emphasized the importance of spiritual nourishment for eternal life, not just physical food. Not everyone accept these teachings, and some disciples left him. Even then, Jesus asked his closest followers if they would also abandon him. Simon Peter, speaking for them, expressed faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Jesus acknowledged that one of the 12, Judas, would betray him. Throughout these events, Jesus emphasized the need for belief, even when faced with challenges or doubts. He urged the people to focus on spiritual nourishment and eternal life through faith in him. Despite the murmurs and departures of some, Jesus remained steadfast in his purpose and reminded his disciples of the importance of having faith in him as the source of everlasting life and truth. As the Bible study content unfolds, many contents are difficult to understand for me. So now I would like to ask my dear sister Ingrid to explain it to me.
Hello, in this story, we have to pay attention that the multitude searched Jesus because he was healing people before and they would like to have more miracles. They did not want him as a Messiah, as described in the book of Isaiah, who suffered for them. They wanted him as a strong leader to cast the Romans out of their land.
在这个故事当中，我们必须要注意到，众人寻找耶稣基督，因为他以前曾经治愈过其他人。他们希望能有更多的奇迹出现，他们不希望他成为撒内贡书中所描述的为他们受苦的弥赛亚。他们更希望他成为一个强有力的领导，将罗马人赶出他们的土地。
When he talked in a symbolic manner of the cross, most people went away and did not follow him anymore. Only the closest friends stayed because, except of one of them, they understood the message of the kingdom of God.
当他以象征性的方式谈论十字架的时候，大多数人都离开了，不再跟随他。只有他最亲密的伙伴留了下来，因为除这一人之外，他们已经都了解到天国的信息了。
Here we meet a challenge for us. Why do we follow Jesus? Do we seek blessings here on earth, or are the heavenly eternal things more important for us?
在这里，我们面临一个挑战：我们为什么要跟随耶稣呢？我们是在地上寻求祝福，还是在天上永恒的事物对我们来说更为重要呢？Okay, so based on our Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related issues. We hope the following question can be helpful to our brother and sister who have just become Christians. The first one, sister, what was the significance of Jesus feeding the multitude with just a few loaves and fishes? 耶稣只用少量的饼和鱼就让众人吃饱了，这又有什么意义呢？
First of all, we see that Jesus cares about our needs. The people preferred to hear him preaching in front of eating at home. So when we put the kingdom of God first and follow Jesus, he will care about our needs.
首先，我们看到耶稣关心我们的个人需要。人们更喜欢在家里吃饭前听他讲道。所以，当我们把神的国放在第一位，并跟随耶稣基督的时候，他就会相反来关心我们自己的个人需求。
The second thing we learned of this story is when we give the little we have over to Jesus, it converts in more than enough in his hands. We must not forget that they had, after eating, 12 baskets in overflow.
我们从这个故事当中学到的第二件事情就是，当我们把我们拥有的一点东西交给耶稣的时候，在他里就会转化为绰绰有余。我们不要忘记，他们这些人已经吃完了12篮子的食物。Okay, second issue, sister. And why did Jesus perform miracles like feeding crowd and walking on water? 耶稣为什么要施行神迹，例如喂饱群众，例如又在水上行走呢？
When Jesus performed miracles, he thought on his disciples that they should be steadfast in their faith. In these two stories, it is not mentioned, but in the wine miracle in Cana, it is written that Jesus performed the miracle to make his disciples believe.
当耶稣显示神迹的时候，他想到的是他的门徒，要他们坚定自己的信仰。在这两个故事当中，没有提及他在迦南出现的那些酒的奇迹。实际上，耶稣显示了一些神迹，使他们的门徒从此相信他。
The disciples left everything for Jesus, and certainly they had now and then doubts if they are on the right way. So Jesus performed miracles to help them.
门徒为耶稣离开了一切，当然他们也怀疑自己是否走在正确的道路上，因此耶稣创造了一些奇迹来帮助他们便于理解。
Other miracles Jesus performed by having mercy with the people around. Of course, he did not want to die them of hunger on their way home, and so he helped them with bread and fishes.
耶稣通过怜悯周围的人而展示了其他的神迹，他当然不想他们在回家的路上挨饿，所以他给他们提供了面包和鱼。 Okay, next one, sister. How did Jesus respond to those who wanted to make him a king by force? 耶稣如何回应那些想用武力拥他自己为王的人呢？
He went away. Jesus is king, but not of an earthly kingdom. He is king in heaven, and that was the point that Jesus' people at that time did not understand. They were longing for a strong leader that cast the Roman soldiers out, but that was not the purpose why Jesus came to this world.
他走了，耶稣是王，但他不是地球上的王，他是天上的王。这就是当时犹太人不明白的这一点。他们渴望有一个强有力的领导来驱逐罗马士兵，但这并不是耶稣来到这个世间上的目的。Next one, sister, what did Jesus mean when he said, labor not for the meat which perishes, but for the meat which endures unto everlasting life? 耶稣说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那永生的食物劳力，这又是什么意思呢？
He refers that we shall receive the sacrifice he did for us on Calvary. He died and gave his body for us, and if we accept this sacrifice and offering by believing in him, we are free from sin and may go to heaven after this.
他提到，我们将接受他在加略山上为我们所做的牺牲。他死了，为我们献出自己的身体。如果我们相信他而接受这种牺牲和奉献精神，我们就已然摆脱了我们自己的罪孽。死后，我们也可以去天堂。Next one, sister, why did some of Jesus' disciples find his teachings about eating his flesh and drinking his blood difficult to understand? I also can't understand it well. 为什么耶稣的一些门徒觉得他关于吃他的肉、喝他的血的教导很难理解呢？实际上，我也不太能理解。
Jesus is talking in the sentence about his death on the cross too, and that it is necessary to accept this and convert our faith in a personal relationship with Jesus.
耶稣在这句话中也谈到了他在十字架上的死亡，并且有必要接受这一点，我将我们的信仰转变为个人与耶稣之间的关系。Next one, sister. So what do you think of how did Jesus explain the importance of beliefs and faith in him for eternal life? 耶稣后来又如何解释信仰和相信他的人就会获得永生的重要性呢？
Without believing in Jesus, we can't please Father God, and we don't have eternal life. God is our creator, and he is holy. When we are living in sin, he does not accept us and does not hear our prayer, because he can't accept sin in his presence.
不相信耶稣，我们就不能讨天父的喜悦，我们则就没有永生。神是我们的创造者，他是圣洁无比的。当我们在生活中遭罪的时候，他并不接受我们，也不听我们的祷告，因为他不能在他面前接受我们的罪过。
God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. That is why he has sent Jesus for to pay the price of sin. In Romans, this is written, the price for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus.
神憎恶罪，但是他爱世人，这就是为什么他派耶稣基督来偿还罪的代价。罗马书中曾经写道，罪的代价就是死亡，但神的恩赐是在耶稣中得到永生的。
So we just have to accept the work of Jesus by repentance and we can go free.
所以我们只要悔改和接受耶稣基督的工作，我们就可以最终得到自由。Next one, sister. So, why did some of Jesus' disciples decide to no longer follow him after hearing certain teachings? 为什么耶稣的一些门徒在听到某些教导之下，决定不再跟随他呢？
They accepted earthly things from Jesus. Capernaum in this time was very poor, and they accepted that he helps them with their material needs.When he began to talk about heaven and the eternal life, and that this is more important than blessings here on earth, they were disappointed and left.
他们期望从耶稣那里获得地球上的事情。当时的卡佩瑞姆瑙地区非常贫困，他们希望耶稣能帮助他们满足物质需求。当他开始谈论天堂和永生，以及比这地上的祝福更重要的事情的时候，人们感到失望，所以离开了。Next one, what did Simon Peter's response reveal about his belief in Jesus and Christ, the Son of God? 西门彼得的回应表明了他相信耶稣是基督本人，是神的儿子吗？
He said for him there is no other place because Jesus has words of eternal life. Peter understood the importance of eternal life.
他说过对他来说没有其他地方可去。因为耶稣有永生的话语权，也有永生之道。彼得明白永生的重要性。Next one, how did Jesus demonstrate his awareness of Judas' betrayal? 耶稣后来如何表明他意识到加利略的犹大人最终会背叛他呢？
He knew that he will betray him, but he gave him a lot of chances to repent and not to do this. Jesus was allowed to administrate the money of the disciples. Jesus called him a friend when he was arrested. Jesus warned him that it would be better to not be have been born for him who will betray him.
他知道他会背叛他，但他给了他很多次悔改的机会，让他不要这么做。犹大被允许管理门徒的钱财，耶稣称他为朋友。当他被捕的时候，耶稣警告他，你最好不要为那些背叛他的人而生。
But Judas was a thief. He stole money from the wallet from the disciples and never converted to a disciple in his heart. He is an example for those who follow today Jesus too, but never converted in their heart and true Christians.
但犹大实际上是个小偷，他从其他的门徒那里偷现金，心里面实际上最终也没有皈依于耶稣基督本人。对于那些今天也追随耶稣但从未在内心转变为真正基督徒的人来说，实际上犹大是一个例子。 Okay, next one, sister. In what way did Jesus show his disciples that he had the words of eternal life despite challenges and doubts? 尽管面临挑战和怀疑，耶稣以什么样的方式向门徒表明他拥有永生之道呢？
As I mentioned, in his miracles, the disciples' faith was fed, and living with Jesus makes you believe that there is heaven and hell, and the life with Jesus will bring you to heaven.
正如我此前提到的，在他所显示的奇迹当中，门徒的信息得到了滋养。与耶稣同在能让你相信世上有天堂，有地狱，但是与耶稣在一起的生活将带领你进入天堂。
I think the communion with him provoked the faith despite of doubts, and when you are living with Jesus in your daily life, doubts disappear as well.
我认为尽管有时候有些疑虑，与他的交流激发了相关的信心。当你在日常生活中与耶稣在一起生活的时候，你的疑虑最终也会被消失的。
Jesus never had this intimate communion with Jesus because his only intention was to be part of a great kingdom of Jesus.
犹大他本人从未与耶稣有过这种亲密的交流，因为他唯一的目的就是成为耶稣国度中的一部分而已。
But the other one loved Jesus as a person, and when he spoke of heaven, they understood him.
但是其他人最终则跟随耶稣并且爱上了耶稣这个人，当他们谈论到天堂的时候，他们已经能理解天堂的意思了。好的，今天的节目有点长，就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年夏天快乐，我们下期再会。